How many hours of your life were spent at the kitchen table grinding it out under parental threat to do your homework? Some teachers are rethinking the usefulness of large amounts of homework. Matinga Ragatz comes in to talk about education matters with us. She's a Michigan educator and member of the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Matinga, nice to have you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Say it isn't so. Homework, that magical hour when parents can sit with their children in the holy communion of long division, has been questioned as less than effective?
It is not only the question, but it's the question of the hour. Why? Because there's a lot of science that comes up now that says that maybe homework is not the best and the most effective way for kids to learn. Because on one hand, there is a lot of research that says, you know, lots of homework is kind of idle hands. Lots of homework keeps the kids busy and they keep them responsible. And plus, it adds a lot of bullet points for the parents to brag about how busy their kids are in homework and as well as in
their activities and stuff.
But on the other hand, we're finding that busy work really gives the kids a lot of stress and they feel, you know, they no longer feel really respected.
There are some fun historical arguments against homework. One of our producers turned up a piece from the late 1900s addressing homework as, quoting here, a national crime at the feet of parents. I mean, how would you say teachers generally feel about homework?
It's all over the planet because some districts are mandating homework standards and some districts are not. But the important thing is how the students feel about the homework. And students actually, you know, I had a conversation with a group of students a couple of days ago, and they don't really feel like they don't need homework. In other words, they are not anti-homework. They just have they made it very specific. There are two types of homework. There's the homework that makes me feel like I'm really working, like developing my skills. And there's the homework that is just busy work. So it's not a question of whether or not we should do homework. It's a question of whether the homework is actually valuable to the learning process. And teachers are starting to see that not all homework is the same.
It feels like so much of the conversation gets roped into our ideas about self-discipline and the ability of students to, you know, take control over their educations. I mean, there are places in the world where the school day is much shorter and there is more work done in the home that is essentially schoolwork. But that's not really how we function here.
Absolutely not. I mean, if you take the word homework and you divide it into home and work, you are basically assuming that this child has a home, not just a house, a home to go to that supports the homework structure. Somebody, like you said, you're sitting at the kitchen table, you know, having an argument over long division. Not very many kids, especially in a dual salary home where somebody has to work, have that environment. So as we're becoming more aware of the inequities that homework can build, teachers are starting to think like, well, I'm not sure what kind of home this child is going to, so let me make sure that the homework that he does or the work that he does is the homework that I can see.
What are the ways to help out students who may not have the home resource supporting a homework culture in that way?
Well, for one, we have to completely and absolutely rethink the way that we think about homework. Right now, homework is either, well, you didn't finish your homework, your work in school, so take it home, or listen, do this, this assignment so that you can be ready for tomorrow. However, not only do teachers have to change their homework practices, but they have to change also their classroom practices. So the practice is more about the learning and the development of the child rather than in the minutiae like worksheets and the repetition. Because a child will tell you, if I understand the math problem by problem number 3, why do I have to do 20 problems? So now the teacher's telling you, well, my grade book has to look a certain way. So we really have to rethink the purpose of the homework.
Well, what's an example of a different approach to homework?
Okay, so this happened to me just this past week. I had a bunch of 12-year-olds who were learning the research process. And so they were allowed to choose a topic that was interesting to them. So when the assignment was delivered, we thought the kids were going to do things like, oh, maybe cafeteria food or friendship. No. These kids came up with things like depression and anxiety and peer pressure and things
seriously
like that.
Seriously heavy issues.
Very, very heavy issues. And so now they were never given homework, but they were learning the research process. And these kids went home and did so much more research because they were really, really interested in the topic.
There are probably a lot of people listening to this who grew up in the era of pretty strict homework time. Is there an alternative for parents who might feel a little left out of their kids' homework loop?
For sure. There are tons of alternatives now, especially when parents are thinking that, you know, homework is basically hijacked the relationship between the parent and child. You get a lot of conversation about your schoolwork and very little conversation about what is your mental health, right? So one of the recommendations that I have for parents is to really plug into what the schools are doing. The schools are doing, you know, they're trying to onboard parents, but parents cannot always come. So I'm suggesting that either you find a surrogate if you cannot come, or go into the school social media. Principals, secretaries, teachers are all posting on Twitter. They have learning management systems. They're writing blogs. And so if you can post your latest vacation on Facebook, you have enough time to go into your child's Google Classroom and see what he has to do.
I've noticed just in my very brief history with Ann Arbor Public Schools, there's a little bit more suggestion that apps can play a part in the at-home learning process, too. Here's an app you can do with your kids to help them practice their Spanish or work on their math drills.
For sure. And not just that, but the apps gives the students also a sense of autonomy. You don't need that parent as a lookout. You know, the teacher can see the work that you're doing at home with their app.
We're coming at this as if homework is necessarily the dragon of every school kid. That's not necessarily the case. There are kids who ask for extra homework. What are the possibilities for them?
I mean, think about homework like a sports practice. So homework is practice. And some kids will stay at the gym longer and practice their jump shot. And some kids will go, I got it the first time. So if we, again, assign things that allow the child to feel like, you know, if I do this homework, I'm going to improve a skill rather than just, you know, beyond multiplication. I think that the kids that like to do homework will do homework and they can knock themselves out. And the kids that don't like that homework or don't have the access to homework can also succeed in the classroom.
Matinga, thank you so much for looking at this for us and coming in to talk.
April, thank you.
Matinga Ragatz talks to us about education regularly on Stateside.